Is this thing on? Forgive me, this used to be funny back in the day. What day, do you ask? Well, I don't know, but I can tell you. Sounds strange? Well, hear me out. Is the year 3418. At least they tell me that when they get me out of my stasis sleep. It's not exactly sleep, mind. It's more like dreaming while you're awake. When they get you out, you're mostly irritated and frantically start to look around for a clock. So the very first thing they do is give me the date. 3418. For all I know, they could also tell me that a 3D cartridge tastes like roasted duck and white wine sauce. Who can tell? They get me out to hear my wisdom, my reasoning, so they say. Because I was there at the beginning of the 34th century that started all this mess. I know they expect me to remember everything, and I always see them with their eager faces. I don't dare to tell them, it's becoming more and more a haze. I recall flying around in a spaceship. I think they had snake names back then. I just don't remember if they were still on fusion, or if they already had moved to the zero-energy antimatter drives. Beats me. They already had a federation and an empire, and there was some other domain, but I remember it being caught in the middle of a war over new fuel or something. Rediscovered Quintilium or something like that. There was this guy, Kincaid. I recall his death in the midst of some company heist the Zayance cartel pulled off, which is nothing unusual back then. Each time they get me out, I feel a little weaker, a little wearier. It's draining what little spirit is left. Each time they tell me what has happened, and I'd just love to say, switch this thing off. From a perspective where you've seen it all, it was a bad idea to export human stupidity to the stars. Those shinies were completely unprepared and had no chance. It wasn't all bad, though. With frameshift drive technology and a whole number of adventurous explorers, it was only a matter of time before the number of fuel-packed condors set off for the Magellanic Clouds. Distant Clouds, they called it. That was in 3322, and as far as I know, we haven't heard a single tone from them ever since. There was even that guy who started it all, I can't remember his name, but he went with them, I believe. You just hope they found bliss and a place to stay, or died trying, because it wouldn't have been worth coming back to the bubble. The next big event came when Betelgeuse finally went supernova. There was this finally in the science community. People thought it was overdue anyway, so there was some kind of relief when it actually happened. Like, it was a cool thing that one of the most unstable stars exploded only 300 light years away. What could possibly go wrong? It's funny when you think back and start asking people, do you remember Tuesday the 17th when Betelgeuse exploded? And people answer you, yeah, I've seen it on GalTube. Wow, what a show. The Sirius Corporation immediately called for a thorough investigation and enlisted thousands of freelance pilots. I remember flying one of those snake ships back then, and I also recall waiting for someone stepping forward to call it Distant Bang, but that would have just been too stupid. It was all about being distant, though, as if people wanted to get away from their ancestral turf as far and as fast as possible, because back home, things weren't so good. Sirius had found something in the chaos of that bang. They refused to pay off all those explorers, including myself, and immediately locked off the system. I don't know if anybody ever found out exactly what it was they discovered, but I do remember a new arms race and a new big gun for capital ships. Something with subatomic particles and light speed, I can't recall. What I do recall is, Sirius invited all the galaxy's VIPs to a show a few years later, and they cracked a moon open with a single blast. I tell you what, after that show, the galaxy went bonkers. The simultaneous nuking of Mars in Sol and Capital in Achenar by terrorists was bad already. People never found out who was responsible and where they got the nukes from. There were rumours, of course, but don't tell me it was the children. That's stupid. They opened their mouths, sure, and the next thing they found was being space nomads with their home reduced to cinders by that monster gun. Instead, some said back then it was some shady club ruling it all from the shadows. But if they existed at all, I guess things may just have slipped out of their control. The days and years that followed turned out to be much worse. Patrius, much as I hate to say it, the one guy who could have pulled it all together, was killed by unfriendly aliens in the Pleiades pacification of 36. Just when you think things can't deteriorate any further, mankind has an ultimate surprise for you. It didn't take long for the fringe worlds to break off, whether we're talking about the Empire or the Federation. I mean, stooges like Winters, Torval, Antal, Yuri, or Delaney were nothing compared to what's been going on for decades now. Entire sectors seceded and threw the powers into turmoil. Chaos ruled and still does. Like a giant anthill poked with a stick, new factions evolved, fought, lost, and were put in their place again. I remember Colonia being turned into a refugee camp until the 50s. They locked their system's nav beacons down and started deploying their own instead. Maybe the last island of sanity, who knows? You can't go there these days. Mankind had its fair share of dynasties, colonias, the rather short-lived Pleiades Empire, the Zerara Science Foundation, and a great plan to make peace with the Klaxatonians, or whatever they were called. What did they do? Prove they had learned nothing and went back to mushroom weapons. That was when our alien neighbours started bio-nuking our colonies and taxpayers with spores. Those that wanted to put on their "We told you so" t-shirts were quickly herded together and re-educated. The situation was about to escalate, even if an escalation was even possible, when Sirius took the Pilots Federation in and they locked Galnet down in 59. Together with the remains of another corp named Core World Dynamics, they founded the Sirius Canopus Concordat, and for years now, the watchers over my sleep keep telling me that's where we are today. When I asked them years ago what the children were doing, they turned their heads to the floor in shame. They said they had adopted a strange fusion of some transhumanism science religion coupled with the tech of some long-lost alien race named the Guardians. They say they fragmented into a bickering cult of bizarre ideas and were not bombing worlds with leaflets, are mostly at odds with themselves. They founded the Zerara Science Foundation with some other group called Canon or something, but apparently it didn't last. The Concordat supposedly raided their bases, hyperdicted their science megaship, and they were all made homeless again. Then they looked back at me as if I could change the history of the world in my funny tank with all the cold cables and eerie displays. But who can, if not they? So, what's this all about, you ask? Well, nothing, really. Just a rant from the future, to remind you of your past and present. History will inevitably repeat itself. It's a cosmic cycle. I can tell. I've already been there. I've seen it. Done it. The only help I can give you out of my tank is that you alone have the power to break that cycle. The universe won't do you any favours, and you'll have to fight for every fragment of a light second. But if you don't want the Sirius Canopus Concordat's propagan bots on your lawn, or the Alrai Empire Dawn Patrol in your neighbourhood, if you don't want the Klaxatonians bio-nuking your colonies, or the children of Oysir to rain you with their holy leaflets, you'll have to make a difference. And better start now, because your future begins here. If you get it right, maybe in 113 years, this genuine Kahina ring will tell you another story when you come here and I'll finally have my peace. How do I know of the ring? Well, I gave it to her, what seems like to be ages ago. I wish you all the luck this galaxy still has to offer. This is your legacy for the next few generations to come. Use it wisely. Out.